Father God, we just thank you right now for the blood of the Lamb and the peace of God over each one present, each one listening. And according to Luke 10:19, you've given us authority, Jesus, over all the power of Satan. So I take authority in the name of Jesus. I bind every spirit contrary to the Holy Spirit from manifesting in any way, shape, or form, except for yawning or a tear as they exit our bodies. And I thank you, Father, that fear is bound, panic is bound, pain, spirits of pain, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Absolutely forbid you to manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen. Those joining us online, we're talking about the prayer of release for Freemasons and their descendants. We're desiring to become completely clean before the Lord as the bride of Christ, not a spot, not a wrinkle, not even a generational iniquity that's been handed down from forefathers. So with that said, this information is from Jubilee Ministries. And if you'd like one of these handouts, those of you listening to this online, just contact me either through Facebook Messenger or you can go to the hishouse.live webpage, and we'll be presenting information about how to receive those resources. All right, prayer of release for Freemasons and their descendants. If you were once a Freemason or a descendant of a Freemason, we recommend that you pray through the following prayers from your heart. Don't be like the Masons who were given their obligations and their oaths one line at a time without prior knowledge of the requirements. Read through it first so you know what's involved, and it's best to pray this aloud with a Christian witness or a counselor present. We suggest a brief pause following each paragraph to allow the Holy Spirit to show any additional issues which may require attention. Okay, so I'm going to read it slowly, and then you're going to repeat. Father God, creator of heaven and earth, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. I come as a sinner seeking forgiveness and cleansing from all sins committed against you. And others made in your image. I honor my earthly father and mother and all my ancestors. Of flesh and blood and of the spirit by adoption and godparents. But I utterly turn away from and renounce all their sins. I forgive all my ancestors for the effects of their sins. On me and my children. I confess and renounce all of my own sins. I renounce and rebuke Satan and every spiritual power of his affecting me and my family. Take a deep breath. Somebody have pressure over your chest? Okay, take a deep breath again, Daniel. Thank you, Lord, for peace right now. All right. I renounce and forsake all involvements in Freemasonry. Or any other lodge or craft by my ancestors and myself. I renounce witchcraft, the principal spirit behind Freemasonry. I renounce Baphomet, the spirit of the Antichrist, and the curse of the Luciferian doctrine. I renounce all idolatry, blasphemy, secrecy, and deception of Masonry at every level. I specifically renounce the insecurity, the love of position and power, the love of money, avarice or greed, and the pride which would have led my ancestors into masonry. I renounce all the fears which held them in masonry, especially the fears of death, fears of men, fears of trusting in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Take a deep breath. Has anybody noticed a heaviness as we read the paragraph, but a lightness as we come to the end? Anybody noticing that? Okay, the next area. I renounce every position held in the lodge by any of my ancestors, including Tyler, Master, Worshipful Master, or any other. I renounce the calling any man master, for Jesus Christ is my only master and my Lord, and he forbids anyone else having that title. I renounce the entrapping of others into masonry and observing the helplessness of others during the rituals. I renounce the effects of masonry passed on to me through any female ancestor who felt distrusted and rejected. By her husband as he entered and attended a lodge and refused to tell her of his secret activities. Take a deep breath. Okay, so like I'm hearing Holy Spirit say there's somebody questioning, like, what in the world does that mean? It means that you could have on your mother's lineage Freemasonry, and it was passed down to you through the mother's lineage, and she felt, you know, rejected and a sadness because she was not allowed to know of it. You see what I'm saying? But it doesn't mean it doesn't pass on to you, you see, genetically. All right, let's look at the first degree. I renounce the oaths taken and the curses involved in the first or entered apprentice degree.
I renounce the oaths taken and the curses involved in the first or entered apprentice degree.
Especially their effects on the throat and the tongue.
I renounce the hoodwink,
the blindfold,
and its effects on emotions and eyes,
including all confusion, fear of the dark,
fear of the light,
fear of sudden noises.
I renounce the secret word Boaz.
And when it says all that it means, it's talking about an evil with Freemasonry and all that it means. I renounce the mixing and mingling of truth and error,
and the blasphemy of this degree of masonry.
I renounce the noose around the neck,
and the fear of choking,
and also every spirit causing asthma,
hay fever,
emphysema, or any other breathing difficulty.
I renounce the compass point,
the sword or spear
held against the breast,
the fear of death by stabbing pain,
the fear of heart attack from this degree,
in the name of Jesus Christ. Take a deep breath. Okay. Hold your finger there, right after Jesus Christ. It says, I now pray for healing of the throat, the vocal cords, nasal passages, sinuses, bronchial tubes, all the areas of breathing. For healing of all the speech area and the release of the Word of God to me and through me and my family. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Take a deep breath. Now, the hoodwink was mentioned. For those of you that don't know, it's like a bag that's put over the head, and then they call it the cable towel. They put like a chain around the neck like a dog on a leash and make the person get down on their knees. And think of the importance of the spiritual behind this. Declaring that you'll be hoodwinked or deceived, that you'll no longer see, you'll no longer smell, you'll no longer taste, you'll no longer hear. You see, spiritually dull, if you will. Now like a dog, not even a man created in God's image, but like a dog, you know, to be enslaved. So it's very, very demonic. At the end of this, you may or may not have seen, spiritually we're going to remove these things, okay? For now we're going to decree the renouncing. All right? Everybody good? Right. Take a deep breath. We're under second degree. Second paragraph, second column. I renounce the oaths taken and the curses involved in the second or fellow craft degree of masonry. Especially the curses on the heart and the chest. I renounce the secret words, Jachin, Shibboleth, and all that these mean. I cut off emotional hardness, apathy, indifference, unbelief, and deep anger for me and my family. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for the healing of the chest, lung, and heart areas. And also for the healing of my emotions. And ask to be made sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Take a deep breath. Okay, third degree. I renounce the oaths taken and the curses involved in the third or Master Mason degree. Especially the curses on the stomach and the womb area. I renounce the secret words. Mahabon. Makabin. Makbina. Tubal-Cain. And all that they mean. I renounce the spirit of death. From the blows to the head and acted in a ritual murder. The fear of death. Also martyrdom. False martyrdom. Say it again. False martyrdom. Fear of violent gang attack. Assault or rape. And the helplessness of this degree. I renounce the falling into a coffin. Or stretcher involved in the ritual of murder. I renounce the false resurrection of this degree. Because only Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. I also renounce the blasphemous kissing of the Bible on a witchcraft oath. I cut off all spirits of death. Witchcraft and deception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for the healing of the stomach, gallbladder, womb, liver, and any other organs in my body affected by masonry. And I ask for release of compassion and understanding for me and my family. Take a deep breath. Okay, I just want to say, you know, God can show you through word of knowledge thoughts that are flying through the room. And what's happening is the devil's trying to make you question repeating a certain area concerning the stomach and the womb. These oaths call down curses, you understand, on specific parts of the body. So what we're doing is we're renouncing the curses involved with the first degree and the curses involved with the second degree. And it's a separate room, if you will, in the spirit. It's not the same. Okay? So, Father, thank you for just removing any mocking, any doubting, any double-mindedness, and just continue to contain us in the sincerity of confession and renouncing of these oaths that either we were involved with or that our family lines may have been involved with. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So we're on the page 2. Those listening by online. Holy Royal Arch Degree. I renounce and forsake the oaths taken and the curses involved in the Holy Royal Arch Degree of Masonry. Especially the oath regarding the removal of the head from the body and exposing of the brains to the hot sun. I renounce the Mark Lodge and the mark in the form of squares and angles, which marks the person for life. I also reject the jewel or talisman, which may have been made from this mark sign and worn at lodge meetings. I renounce the false secret name of God, Jabulon, and the password, Ami Ruhama, and all that they mean. I renounce the false communion or Eucharist taken in this degree and all the mockery, skepticism, and unbelief about the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. I cut off all these curses and their effects on me and my family. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for the healing of the brain and the mind, every area in the head. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Take a deep breath. While you're breathing, I just want to mention to both these present and the online audience, I had asthma until I was 4 years old, and God had mercy and released me from the bulk of it, so to speak. But it wasn't until I went through deliverance the first time concerning all these oaths that he knows this. I blew out of my nose something that looked like a bean with roots. I'd never been able to breathe through one nostril as long as I could remember. So this stuff is real. You know, there's things that may happen to you that are good after you complete this. You see what I'm saying? Look for healing in your body if you've, you know, been attacked with something over and over like asthma. Okay? Because asthma is one of the main curses that are called down on family members for not continuing in it. All right? Okay, 18th degree. I renounce the oaths taken and the curses involved in the 18th degree of masonry. The Most Wise Sovereign Knight of the Pelican. We're still renouncing, see. And the Eagle and the Sovereign Prince Rose Cross of Herodom. I I renounce and reject the Pelican's witchcraft spirit. As well as the occultic influence of the Rosicrucians and the Kabbalah in this degree. I renounce the claim that the death of Jesus Christ was a dire calamity. And also, the deliberate mockery and twisting of the Christian doctrine of the atonement. I renounce the blasphemy and rejection of the deity of Jesus Christ. And the secret words, Igne Natura, Renovator, Integra, and its burning. That should say, and its meaning. I renounce the mockery of the communion taken at this degree, including a biscuit, salt, and white wine. Just take a deep breath. This is a separate note. The biscuit, you know, is leavened, and there's a lot of churches that are doing leavened bread. It's the communion, the Passover. Bread was never leavened, never. It represents Christ without sin, no leaven. Okay, so you think about how common that's become to see people with leavened bread in churches. Freemasonry allows that in, okay? All right, 30th degree. I renounce the oaths taken and the curses involved in the 30th degree of Masonry. The Grand Night Kadosh, the Night of the Black and White Eagle. I renounce the password, Stibium Alcabar, and all that it means. In Jesus' name, amen. Take a deep breath. All right, 31st degree. I renounce the oaths taken and the curses involved in the 31st degree of Masonry. The Grand Inspector, Inquisitor, Commander. I renounce all the gods and goddesses of Egypt, which are honored in this degree, including Anubis, with the ram's head, Osiris, the sun god, Isis, the sister and wife of Osiris, and also the moon goddess. I renounce the soul of Cheres, the false symbol for for immortality, in their minds they're saying. So I renounce the soul of Cheres, the false symbol of immortality, the chamber of the dead, and the false teaching of reincarnation. Thank you, Father. Take a deep breath. I renounce the oaths taken and the curses involved in the 32nd degree of Masonry. The sublime prince of the royal secret. I renounce Masonry's false Trinitarian deity, Om. And its parts. Okay, Brahma. Excuse me, my eyes. The creator. They're saying that this is false, but Brahma, the creator. Okay, Vishnu, the preserver. Shiva, the destroyer. I renounce the deity of Ahura Mazda, the claimed spirit or source of all light, and the worship with fire, which is an abomination to God. and also the drinking from a human skull and many rites. Take a deep breath. Some of these are so disgusting, you hate to even repeat them. And I just want to say, you know, there's times the Lord will have you when you're dealing in deliverance with people to have someone confess a sin, being involved in Freemasonry, renouncing it, and then you declaring them freed and clean, you know, cleared of all the generational iniquity, clean of all of their personal ritual participation. But I felt like tonight he was leading me to take you through these actual areas. And part of it is because many of you that signed up for this, you're training to be deliverance ministers. You've got to understand to a degree how far they were taken into this darkness of not just getting down like a dog and being led, but repeating curses in the names of these gods. Shiva is a Hindu god with many arms. You've seen Shiva? Okay, so think of it. Some of these men are in pulpits preaching every Sunday, but they're hailing the goddess Shiva and kneeling. Okay, I'm not throwing stones. Just I'm trying to tell you that the reason I felt God wanted you to go through it is to realize the level of idolatry that has come into the world and the fear of man that's allowed it to continue and the greed for money and authority and power, you know. And so that's why it's important for you to realize this is dark. This is not a boys' club. This is not the Boy Scouts. This is, you know, this is dark, okay? And most people that go through this, they put it out of their mind. They don't dwell on drinking out of the skull. You see what I'm saying? For those rituals, and what I'm saying, you looked at me like, what do you mean? I'm saying they push it to a different part of their soul. They justify themselves by pushing it to another part of their soul. Are you with me? So the reason we're going through it is because there are some things you do need to understand that have been said. And the other thing is, has anybody been feeling the heaviness lift off as you get through a paragraph? Okay, well, then you definitely had something in your past, somebody in your past that was involved. The first time I went through this, I felt so heavy before we started. And as we got through each paragraph, I just kept feeling lighter and lighter. Now, for some of you, maybe there's not a whole lot of, you know, connection with this. So it's just a training for you, maybe. Okay, not so much a deliverance, but most every family has had somebody involved in some way, shape, or form. All right. So I was at, let me see, lost my place here, lifted my hand. Where am I? Say again. York Rite is where we are. Okay. All right. York Rite, for those of you listening online. I renounce the oaths taken and the curses involved in the York Rite of Freemasonry. Including Mark Master. Past Master. Most Excellent Master. Royal Master. Select Master. Super Excellent Master. The Orders of the Red Cross. The Knights of Malta. The Knights Templar. All of these degrees I renounce. And I renounce the secret words of Joppa, Kebraioth, Meher, Shalal, Hosh, Baz. I renounce the vows taken on a human skull. The crossed swords and the curse and death wish of Judas of having the head cut off and placed on top of a church spire. I renounce the unholy communion and especially of drinking from a human skull in many rites. Take a deep breath. Now we come to the Shriners. This is in America only. The Shriners. I renounce the oaths taken and the curses and penalties involved in the ancient Arabic order of the nobles of the mystic shrine. I renounce the piercing of the eyeballs with a three-edged blade. The flailing of the feet, the madness, and the worship of the false god Allah as the God of our fathers. I renounce the hoodwink, the mock hanging, the mock beheading, the mock drinking of the blood of the victim, the mock dog urinating on the initiate or the person that's apprentice entering, okay? So, the mock dog urinating on the initiative. And the offering of urine as a commemoration. Take a deep breath. You see, we so many times think of Shriners as people that just help burn victims and children's burn hospitals. But can you imagine being in a meeting and these are things that are happening, these are things that are being spoken? It's not a Christian organization. Okay, 33 degree. I renounce the oaths taken and the curses involved in the 33rd degree of Masonry, the Grand Sovereign Inspector General. I renounce and forsake the declarations that Lucifer is God. I renounce the cable towel around the neck. I renounce the death wish that the wine drunk from a human skull would turn to poison. And the skeleton whose cold arms are invited in this oath. Excuse me, if this oath in this degree is violated. You understand? So what's happening is we're renouncing the curses that were called down, not just on the individual, on their family line. Okay? The same way it says the seed of Abraham. We were in Abraham, right? In the spirit. Well, if we've got family line that did these things and they called it down on themselves, they called it down on us because we were in them. You understand? So we're renouncing it. Okay? Where we just finished is, I renounce the three infamous assassins of their grandmaster, law, property, and religion. And the greed and witchcraft involved in the attempt to manipulate and control the rest of mankind. Amen. Take a deep breath. All other degrees. Okay. I renounce all the other oaths taken. The rituals of every other degree and curses involved. I renounce all other lodges and secret societies, such as Prince Hall Freemasonry, Mormonism, the Order of Amerith, Oddfellows, Buffaloes, Druids, Foresters, Orange, Elks, Moose and Eagles Lodges, the Ku Klux Klan, the Grange, the Woodmen of the World, Riders of the Red Robe, the Knights of Pythias, the Mystic Order of the Veiled Prophets of the Enchanted Realm. Okay, now we're going to deal with the women's division. The women's Orders of the Eastern Star. And of the White Shrine of Jerusalem. And the Girls' Order of the Daughters of the Eastern Star. Okay, I'm going to go back over those again. I just felt a lag in the spirit. It was like, listen, if you don't think that is just as crucial, it is, okay, for you men too to say. So we need to go back. I renounce the orders of the Eastern Star. And of the White Shrine of Jerusalem. And the Girls' Order of the Daughters of the Eastern Star. And the International Orders of Job's Daughters. And of the Rainbow. As many of you have heard that, Rainbow Girls. And of the Boys' Order, Del Mole. And their effects on me and all my family. You take a deep breath. Del Mole, I'm not trying to pick on the Assembly of God, but Del Mole is sometimes presented in the Assembly of God Church. That is the boys' club of Freemasonry, okay? And the Rainbow Girls. My introduction to Freemasonry was a Rainbow Girls meeting in the bottom of a church. Yeah. Okay. I renounce the ancient pagan teaching and symbolism of the first tracing board. The second tracing board and the third tracing board used in the ritual of the Blue Lodge. This is like in a Ouija board, I guess, you know, somewhat. I renounce the pagan ritual of the point within the circle. With all its bondages and phallus worship. I renounce the occultic mysticism of the black and white mosaic checkered floor. With the tessellated border and the five-pointed blazing star. I renounce the symbol G and its veiled pagan symbolism. And all its bondages. I renounce and utterly forsake the great architect of the universe. Who is revealed in the higher degree as Lucifer. And his false claim to be the universal fatherhood of God. I also renounce the false claim that Lucifer is the morning star. And the shining one, and I declare that Jesus Christ is the bright and morning star of Revelation 22:16. Let's go back. We're going to start right there where it says, I also renounce the false claim that Lucifer is the morning star. And the shining one, and I declare that Jesus Christ is the bright and morning star. Of Revelation 22:16. I renounce the all-seeing third eye of Freemasonry. Or the Horus in the forehead. And its pagan and occultic symbolism. I renounce all false communications taken. All mockery of the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. All unbelief. Confusion and depression. And all worship of Lucifer as God. I renounce and forsake the lie of Freemasonry that man is not sinful. But merely imperfect. And so can redeem himself through good works. I rejoice that the Bible states, I cannot do a single thing to earn my salvation. but that I can only be saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And what he accomplished on the cross of Calvary. I renounce all fear of insanity. Anguish. Death wishes. Suicide. And death. In the name of Jesus Christ. Death was conquered. By Jesus Christ. And he alone holds the keys of death and hell. I rejoice that he holds my life in his hands now. He came to give me life abundantly and eternally. And I believe his promises. I renounce all anger, hatred, murderous thoughts, revenge, retaliation, spiritual apathy, false religion, all unbelief, especially unbelief in the Holy Bible as God's Word. And all compromise of God's Word. I renounce all spiritual searching into false religions. And all striving to please God. I rest in the knowledge that I've found my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and that he has found me. Amen. I will burn all objects. Now, I want you to hear what I'm going to say. Don't repeat this unless you mean it. I will burn all objects in my possession which connect me with all lodges and occultic organizations. If you mean that, you need to repeat that. I will burn all objects in my possession which connect me with all lodges and occultic organizations, including Masonry, witchcraft and Mormonism, all regalia, aprons, books of rituals, rings, and other jewelry. I renounce the effects these or other objects of Masonry, such as the compass, the square, the noose, or the blindfold, have had on me or my family in Jesus' name. Amen. Take a deep, deep breath. Some of you, you may be going, I have no idea what they're talking about. But with this organization and all the different little groups and tentacles, so to speak, of course, there's pins, there's aprons, there's staffs, there's hats, there's all kinds of things, okay? And so there's Freemason Bibles that are used at funerals. You do not want, I mean, you know, just bear with me for a minute because, see, right now, before we get to this last part, I just want to say, how do you call that? Sentimental. Sentimental in English. Like where you have an attachment to something because somebody else owned it. Okay. Well, if I had rat poison and I just love keeping it, you know, in my drawer at home, and I tell you, you should keep rat poison. You just should keep it. It's just something our whole family has done. You just need to keep rat poison. Even if you never use it, you just need to have it. So here's my box of rat poison. Before I die, I want you to have my rat poison. Well, she looked at me like I lost my mind. Freemason Bibles have all kinds of things spoken over them. They're used in rituals. You don't want a Freemason Bible. I'm sorry. Even Granddad's Freemason Bible. Does everybody understand? Do you understand that demons can transport from such items? They have access to your home to come and go, slam cabinets, give you nightmares, do all kinds of things. Maybe you don't, but I'm telling you they do. Okay? So you don't want a Freemason Bible. Freemason Bibles have been used in all kinds of rituals that you don't want a part of. You just renounced, you just confessed a sin from your forefathers, and even if you never went to a meeting to have a Freemason Bible in your house, you've just brought several rituals into your house. You understand? Let me put it to you this way. Holy Spirit's saying, would you welcome the skull in your house that people drink blood out of? Well, then you don't want that Freemason Bible in your house. Okay? Why would that become the main thing because it's such a mixture. It's God's word that's holy, yes. There's no mixture in that. But where it was used and the witchcraft curses, you know, declared over it as people laid unholy hands on it and poured God only knows what all on top of it. To hand that down to a child and them have it in their house, it's an open portal. It's a mess. So do not keep it. And don't give it and don't sell it. As hard as it sounds. No, it's not going to be cleansed. Listen, you cannot cleanse a Hindu idol and bring it in and put a few tinsel things on there and paint it gold and write Jesus across the belly and it's okay. That's not going to happen. So a Freemason Bible, even if it's got your family lineage in it, copy your family lineage somewhere else. Don't even keep the pages. I really feel a resistance right now. So I'm going to stay there just for a minute because I care enough about your souls. I was offered all of my grandfather's stuff. And I said, absolutely not. I said, but you're the firstborn and you should have all these things. These were his things. I was like, no. No, I will not take them. And if I do take them, I'll destroy them. Well, then you can't have them. That's what I was told years ago. I'm not dishonoring my mom. I'm just saying to you that she did not get it. She still doesn't get it. So that stuff is still there in her house. That's a mess. You know, I'm not going to take this stuff and pass it down to my kids. That's a mess. I got other memories of my grandfather. I don't need that. And you don't need it either. And no amount of sentimental remembrance. And don't think that because it's the word of God somehow, you cannot destroy it. Oh, yes, you can because of what was done with the pages of that. What was done with the cover of that. Yes, you can. So I pray for whoever is struggling with that. You know, some very valuable stuff was offered to me, money-wise. No, you don't sell it. You don't take the jewels out of it and sell it. You don't do that. You destroy it. You destroy it. You don't give it to someone else. You don't sell it. You destroy it. Take a deep breath. We're going to move into this last part. And we're wrapping up. You know I love you. This is serious stuff today, isn't it? Okay. So what we're looking at is this next part. All participants should now be invited to sincerely carry out the following. We're going to symbolically remove the blindfold by doing this, okay? You have it over your eyes, and God's saying you're removing it, okay? It's gone. You're also removing the hoodwink. You have to bring it down to you like this, like a bag you're taking off of your face, okay? The next thing is you're giving it to the Lord for disposal. So let's say this. Father, we give you the blindfold. We give you the hoodwink. And it's for you to dispose of. And in the same way, we're going to symbolically remove the veil of mourning. Grab right here. It's attached to the top. And you're removing it. And you're saying, Lord, I give it to you. You're symbolically cutting and removing the noose. Remember the cow tie? It's like a leash, a collar. Okay, so we're going to cut it. We cut it in the name of Jesus with the sword of the Spirit, and we're removing that noose from the neck. We're giving it to him. We're going to gather up the cow toe, that's the leash, running down, and we give it to the Lord for his disposal. Thank you, God. Take a deep breath. Thank you, Father. Number four, we renounce all false Freemasonry marriage covenants. And we remove from the fourth finger of the right hand the false marriage covenant, giving it to the Lord to dispose of. Okay? And symbolically remove the chains and the bondages of Freemasonry from your body. So, Father, we just thank you. You're removing the chains and the bondages of Freemasonry from our bodies. You may feel kind of silly doing this, but you know, the thing is, God has always honored prophetic acts. And there's some people who feel nothing when we do this. I've had other people, before I knew to bind every spirit, they manifested when the hoodwink was removed or the chains were taken off. One man's feet were completely healed. He'd had gout for like 15 years. And when I took the chains off his feet, the gout immediately left his feet. His feet were normal. So just want to say, you know, just because you don't feel, you know, tingling or something doesn't mean something's not happening in the spirit, okay? So, Father, we just thank you. You're removing every chain, every bondage of Freemasonry from our body, from our arms, from our legs, from our feet. Thank you, God. It's all being removed in the mighty name of Jesus. Number 6, we symbolically remove all Freemasonry regalia and armor, especially the apron, okay? The Freemason apron, which kind of like Napoleon. Even I've prayed for some people, they've manifested like they had the apron on and they would put their hand in the apron, okay? It's a real thing. So, Father, we take it off from around our neck, we untie it, we take it off, and we give it to you to dispose of. Take that apron, God. Take all the regalia, all the regalia. It includes the pins and the rings, all the regalia. Father, we give it all to you. Number 7, we invite participants to repent and to seek forgiveness for having walked on unholy ground. See, just to walk on a Masonic lodge ground, you know, for the purpose of a meeting, even if you're just going to check it, God doesn't want us there. Amen? So, Father, forgive us. Forgive us for ever going and walking on unholy ground. We repent. We thank you for forgiveness and cleansing of that. And we just renounce the behavior of ever going again to a lodge or a temple, to any occultic Masonic organization. In Jesus' name. Now you're going to symbolically remove the ball and chain from the ankles. In the name of Jesus, we just remove every ball, every chain from our ankles. And we just give them to you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We proclaim that Satan and his demons no longer have any legal right. Let's go back and read that together. Number 9. I proclaim that Satan and his demons no longer has any legal rights to mislead and manipulate me or my family in the name of Jesus. Now, Holy Spirit, read this with me. Holy Spirit, I ask that you show me anything else which I need to do or to pray so that I and my family may be totally free from the consequences of the sins of Masonry, witchcraft, Mormonism, and paganism. Okay, pause for a minute. The Lord's showing me covenants made. So say this with me. And let me just say this. You know, I feel like somebody's... abuse is too hard of a word, but you kind of feel... not injured. I don't know. It's like there's like a worry that's come over you because it's like, well, I haven't even done some of this, and yet I'm confessing that I have, and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, the Bible says if you have sinned at one point of the law, you have sinned in all of it. And the other thing is, I just cannot emphasize this enough. If your father or grandfather sinned in this, the iniquities of them come on the second, the third, up to the fourth generations. So that's not just dad and granddad. That's great-great-granddad. You understand? And so as we confess these things as our sin, we're owning the sins of our forefathers, see? And we're renouncing and getting free of those iniquities that were handed down. Does that make sense? All right. Oaths that were made. Okay, what an oath. This is a satanic situation. It's like trying to make a deal with Satan for something and then wishing you never had, okay? I'm just going to have the whole class. I'll say it, and then you can follow, all right, if you want to. But this is the thing. It's very serious because, like, for instance, in the music business and in the movie business, there's so many people that are doing this. They're saying things to Satan like, you know, I'll give you my soul if you give me $1 million, you know, or I'll give you my soul if you give me fame and fortune and I'm the top actress or I'm the top platinum, you know, award winner for singing or whatever. There's people that are doing this, okay? And I've actually prayed for some people who have sold their soul to Satan, okay? And God broke that covenant. He broke that covenant that they had with Satan. They truly got born again and spirit-filled. So it's not a covenant that cannot be broken. But if you've made any kind of deal with the enemy, he's not one to keep his bargain, and he's not one to keep his word. You don't want to do that. You don't want to have any opening like that, okay? So let's say this together. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that every ungodly oath spoken to Satan or to anyone else, every ungodly covenant, every ungodly soul tie, every ungodly ritual is now and forever broken. Rendered powerless in the mighty name of Jesus. And I am set free to walk in the truth and the forgiveness, the mercy, the favor, and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, put your hand on your head. Father God, thank you for healing me from all the effects of sin, sins I committed, sins my forefathers committed. Thank you, God, all those sins are forgiven. And I am cleansed. And I'm restored. And I'm healed and made whole. In the mighty name of Jesus. For by your stripes, I'm healed. And on the cross, you bore my curses. You bore my judgment. And you have made me just as if I never sinned. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Take a deep breath. Thank you, God. Yes, now I feel clarity. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Yes. Okay, so now, dear Heavenly Father, we're in the second paragraph to the end on page 3. Now, dear Heavenly Father, I ask humbly for the blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, to cleanse me from all these sins I've confessed and renounced, and to cleanse my spirit, my soul, my mind, my emotions, and every part of my body which has been affected by these sins. In Jesus' name. And I renounce every evil spirit associated with Freemasonry and witchcraft and all other sins. And I command in the name of Jesus Christ for Satan and every evil spirit to be bound. And to leave me now, touching and harming no one. Go to a place appointed for you by the Lord Jesus. Never to return to me or my family. I call on the name of the Lord Jesus to be delivered of all those spirits in accordance with the many promises of the Bible. I ask to be delivered of every spirit of sickness, infirmity, curses, affliction, addiction, disease, alleged association with these sins that I've confessed and renounced. Oh, no, an allergy associated with these sins that I've confessed and renounced. I surrender to God's Holy Spirit.
And no other spirit.
All the places in my life
where these sins have been.
And I ask you, Lord,
to baptize me
in your Holy Spirit now,
according to the promises in your word.
And I take to myself
the whole armor of God
in accordance with Ephesians
chapter 6.
And I rejoice
in its protection
as Jesus surrounds me
and fills me with his blessed Holy Spirit.
And I enthrone you, Lord,
Jesus, in my heart.
For you are my Lord and my Savior,
the source of eternal life.
Thank you, Father God,
for your mercy and your forgiveness,
your love,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Take a deep breath.
Thank you, Father.
You know, there's all kinds of meetings. And I compare them to like the food buffet. You know, you've got salad bar and you've got meat and you have potatoes and you have desserts.
This would not be described as a dessert. Probably spinach.
You know, you don't feel goosebumps, you don't feel, you know, the exciting God chills.
But there's something that was done in your spirit today that leaves good health, you see,
that you may or may not be able to see immediately, just like eating spinach.
But you will see, you'll see something. Something in your life has changed, something that's different.
And Father, I just thank you right now that this is a walk of faith.
And that whether we have a yawn or a tear, we know that we have just gone through a cleansing generationally.
And Lord, we thank you for that cleansing work that you've done through the name and the blood of Jesus.
And we raise our hands and we give you glory for the freedom that's been given to us, God, the cleansing that's been given to us, Jesus.
And we worship you. We thank you, God.
We give you all the glory for all the fruit, God, that you're going to bring through our lives, even to others, of freedom, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
We praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you for your shalom peace.
Thank you, God,
for your love.
Thank you, God.
Amen, amen.